We can confirm, so let's get a little reasonable one more time. Reasonable things that we can conclude from this trailer are as follows. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you very much once again for being so understanding with me missing another episode at the beginning of the week. I had a project that was paying and, you know, I got to keep the lights on and the tape rolling, as it were. So that had to take priorities. That being said, this is another update episode, kind of, for Comic Talk Headlines right here on Comic Talk Today, provided to you by the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Big shout outs to all of the other podcasts right here on the network. You guys put in so much wonderful work. I appreciate your faces. That being said, let's jump into the housekeeping. All right, so housekeeping for today is the usual social media push. It is working. You nerds are finding me on the social medias. Thank you very much for following me. If you have not yet, just look for Generally Nerdy. On Twitter, there's an underscore. On Twitch, there's an underscore. We're going to talk about Twitch in just a second. But right now, on Twitch, there's an underscore. But everywhere else, it's just Generally Nerdy. If in doubt, just look for the Nerdy Ninja. That's my guy. And I will be somewhere in the near vicinity. So as part of the social media push, we do have a couple of shout-outs, a couple of new shout-outs. A YouTube shout-out for Raz Rihanna Spears. Hello, Raz. And on Facebook, we have, I am so sorry I'm going to mispronounce this name, but we do have a Chintamani Sethi, I believe is how that should be pronounced. Not Sethi, but Sethi. If I am mispronouncing names, please, by all means, let me know. And that being said, we do have a little bit more housekeeping than usual for this episode, and that has to do with the live streaming situation. As I mentioned a moment ago, Twitch, generally underscore nerdy with two N's, might be going the way of the buffalo. I am looking into other streaming platforms, partially to streamline my process, but also partially because it seems like Twitch is a dying, is very slowly sinking ship, but a sinking ship nonetheless. So might be switching it over to YouTube, might be actually switching it over to Facebook. One of those two platforms in probably in about 2 to 3 months will be the new home for the weekly streams. If you want to join me for those, I do post them up on the both YouTube and Facebook. Facebook is Generally Nerdy Gaming, and YouTube is just the Nerdy Culture playlist is where you can find the full streams, and then clips can be on the socials and whatever and what have you. So that is kind of where things are going right now for streaming. That is what we've got for housekeeping. Oh, also, I just wanted to drop a shout out to G Fuel, not sponsored by G Fuel, but definitely made possible by G Fuel. So cheers to you over at G Fuel. There is two Mortal Kombat flavors. I do have one of them. I gotta order my Sub-Zero flavors, but I do have the Scorpion flavor. It's just not in the can at the moment, at least not where I live. So once again, shout out to G Fuel. This is the Sonic Peach Rings that I'm drinking right now. That is what we have for housekeeping. Let's get into the news. TV streaming is going to be a little quick, not going to lie. Don't have a whole lot going on here, but we do have stuff. We do have the follow-up for Star Trek Discovery Season 4. Release date is November 18th. They just announced it via Twitter. It's pretty freaking awesome. Moving right along, we have our first taste of the DC Webtoons collaboration. It is called Batman Wayne Family Adventures. It is going to be kind of a slice of life for all of the Bat family. Not Thomas and Martha, obviously. It's not going to go back and give us a history of the Wayne family. It is going to give us the current Wayne family. So the extended Bat family. It's going to be a day in the life of, effectively, for all of them. The first three episodes have been released. You can find the link down in the show notes. Moving right along, we are now into trailers. We got our first trailer for Aquaman, King of Atlantis. It looks goofy as crap. It's hard to take this one seriously. It does have on the production staff James Wan, who is the director of the movies, but I don't know if that's going to save it. Go check it out. Let me know what you think. And then our next trailer is a new Midnight Mass trailer. If you have not made up your mind whether or not you're going to go over to Netflix to watch this series, I strongly suggest you watch this trailer. If you are a horror fan, Mike Flanagan definitely has your number because I'm on board. It launched today as I'm filming this, so yesterday as you're watching or listening to this. Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to be worth a watch. If his previous two series, or I guess the previous series, two seasons of, were not enough, this trailer is probably going to be the thing that tips the scales, I would imagine. So that is what we have for trailers. And then we're going to talk about one new announcement in the news side of things. The original Transformers animated series has been released on YouTube for free. Yeah, both seasons of the original Transformers series are available for free. You can find the link down in the show notes. Just had to share that because awesome much, but that is all we have for TV streaming. Movies is also going to be relatively quick because, again, things are just kind of a little weird, partially because of Shang-Chi, but we'll get into that in just a second. So, first and foremost, we have a follow-up, Venom. This one would have been in the beginning of the week episode, but, you know, didn't do the beginning of the week episode. We did the photography video instead. Go check that out if you have not yet. But Venom, Let There Be Carnage, has been bumped up a couple of weeks, and not back like we were thinking it was going to. So instead of being released on October 15th, it is now going to be released on October 1st. Thank you very much to Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi, I apologize if there's a proper way to say that. I've definitely heard it both ways. Either way. So this kind of leads me to a reasonably nerdy moment. So Shang-Chi, while we're on the subject, they're saying that it's the reason that we have this bounce back. Well, I don't know. So a lot of places, a lot of the more conservative nerd news outlets are saying Shang-Chi is going to be a flop because in order for it to be profitable, it has to make somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 to 500 million. I might be remembering those numbers wrong. It might be 300 to 400. Either way, 400 is the middle, so we're going to stick with that number. It has to make approximately $400 million in order to be profitable, in order to break even, I believe, actually. So if it gets above $400 million, then they make money. If it doesn't, then, you know, they kind of break even, and it was a gamble nonetheless. So $139.7 million is a very large number, is in fact the largest number we've seen in a long time, what with, you know, the pandemic and whatnot. So that's the first weekend. It was a four-day weekend. It was, you know, a number of factors playing into this. It was also a better than average, though only slightly, Marvel movie. That's significant. If they can continue to give us quality, then yes, I think this is a good sign for things to come. If this is a one-off and they continue to give us Black Widow, then it's probably just a blip in the radar and the Marvel tank is going to continue to sink. Do I think Shang-Chi is a flop? Not really. $139 million is almost halfway to where they need to go, depending on which figure you are looking at, depending on who's giving you the figures. So if they can continue this momentum for another 2 to 3 weeks, absolutely, it will be an amazing victory for Marvel. If it drops off similarly to what we have seen previously, then no, this is going to lose them money. And I don't know if you could necessarily say it is a flop, but it is not a great movie. As I said previously, it is a middle of the road, slightly above average kind of Marvel movie, and it's got some great fight choreography. So we're gonna stick with that and hope that that is the thing that Marvel learns from this and not the woke politics that they're trying to shove down everyone's throat. Anyway, that's just my little bit of reasonableness. Let's keep an eye on it, but it's too early to call it a flop. Moving right along, we have trailers. And yes, you know what trailer I'm going to start with. The Matrix Resurrections has dropped its first trailer, full-on trailer, not just a teaser, though it is a brain tease because this is a bonkers trailer. Go watch it if you have not watched it already. Again, December 22nd is the release date for this movie. We can confirm, so let's get a little reasonable one more time. Reasonable things that we can conclude from this trailer are as follows. We already know confirmed that Yahya Abdul-Mateen II is in fact playing a version of Morpheus. A version, specifically, not the Morpheus. We can also reasonably assume that that leak, that the quote-unquote leak that came out approximately 2 or 3 days ago, if you have not seen it yet, you should do just a little bit of digging. You should be able to find it fairly easily. Is not entirely 100% accurate based off of what we know from Warner Brothers directly. We do know that this is going to disregard, at least that is what they're alluding to, disregard the second and third Matrix movies and just do a continuation from the first movie. So that leak, again, if you know which one I'm talking about, it goes into great detail of the entire story of the movie. Part of that is debunked by the fact that it's disregarding those second two movies. So let's get into a real quick Matrix theory from Generally Nerdy. All right, so my theory based on this trailer is as follows. I don't believe that the vocabulary in the Warner Brothers release is accurate in that it is very specifically calling out the first movie and excluding the second movies. It doesn't say that we are disregarding the second movies. It just talks a lot about the first movie. So I think they are continuing with that continuity. So some of the things from that leak are probably accurate. Why is Trinity there when she died in the third movie? Who freaking knows? My theory is that Trinity is there because she is a memory planted in the Matrix by the machines in order to keep Neo there in order to maintain this weird balance. Neo's memories are going crazy because he is the one. And then we have Neil Patrick Harris's character who, I can't remember what they referred to him in the leak, but Neil Patrick Harris is obviously the program that is keeping Neo sane in the Matrix. He's maintaining this balance, so very likely he is going to be our big bad. I don't believe that it's going to play out exactly the way they have it in that leak, but it's probably going to be something close to that. Also, the big thing about the end of this trailer is, who is the guy that calls the Matrix by name? Apparently that is going to be none other than Agent Smith. And again, I feel like Agent Smith is going to be a little more important than what they allude to in that leak, though I think the possibility of Agent Smith becoming more important later again in this, what we're presuming is going to be a trilogy of these Matrix movies, probably is a little more likely, though I think he's going to have more than just two guest appearances in this movie. So Hugo Weaving is out as Agent Smith. Lawrence Fishburne is out as Morpheus. Yes, these things we know are true, but we only know for certain that Morpheus is in there. We don't know for certain that that is actually Agent Smith. So that is my kind of rough super sketch theory. That's where we're sitting right now. Let's move the hell away from the Matrix and staying in trailers. We're talking about Injustice. Super stoked on this one. We do have an announcement for the cast. I was going to read it. It is a whole bunch. It's kind of irrelevant. There is a lot of great voice actors in here. If you really want to read the casting, you're going to have to check out generallynerdy.net for the entire cast list, because I do have it up there. That is what we have for trailers. Let's move into news, and we only have one piece of news, and this one is almost kind of sort of confirming a rumor. So Marvel Disney is putting things on hold on the Russo Brothers movie. So what we are confirming as far as the rumor is concerned is that the Russo brothers are in fact in discussion with Marvel side of Disney for a movie. The other half of that rumor is that that movie that they were in discussion for was Secret Wars. That part has not been confirmed, but we do know they were talking to Marvel specifically, and that has now been put on hold because of the whole situation with Scarlett Johansson. Though I think the Shang-Chi development is going to go a long way in lubing the wheels, if you will, kind of getting things rolling once again, because all fears are seemingly have been abated. So that is where that stands. That is what we have for the movie section. Now let's talk rumor mill. All right, so rumor mill, we have two refutations. First one is one that I believe 100%, and that is Bane in the Peacemaker series. James Gunn has come out a number of times at this point and said, no, Bane will not be present in the Peacemaker series at all, in any way, shape, or form. It's a nice thing that you guys are thinking of me in your rumor mills, but I am not doing that. That is not the direction things are going for my Peacemaker series. And no reason do we have to believe that he is lying to us. As a matter of fact, every time he's come out and said, no, that's not the way this is happening, or actually specifically, this is the way something is happening, that's been the accurate way and not the rumor. So we have no reason to not believe James Gunn. Dave Bautista is not coming in as Bane, at least not yet, and Bane will not be in Peacemaker. So there's that refutation. Our second refutation is, I think the third time Andrew Garfield has said, no, I'm not in Spider-Man Homecoming. So it is very, very interesting, the vocabulary he chooses to use, and that is not something I am aware I am involved in, quote unquote. Not aware that he's involved in, which potentially means that they are using his likeness. He just wasn't there to film it. So he could still kind of be in this movie, just not in any sort of new acting thing. He didn't film new scenes, which is further confirmed by Sony themselves, because a few weeks back, a couple of images leaked from behind the scenes that they quickly DMCA'd on the people who posted them. But a little bit of footage from behind the scenes of Andrew Garfield on the set of a movie wearing a Spider-Man suit has been released, and they have not shot that one down yet. So every reason to believe that Andrew Garfield is telling the truth in so far as to say he did not film anything new for Spider-Man No Way Home. Again, his image could still be in the movie. He just didn't film anything new. Okay, so proper rumors. We have our first one is a big new rumor about the Deathstroke movie. Deathstroke, if you remember, has been rumored for a long time to be getting some sort of movie, TV series, something along those lines. This time it is not going in line with the Snyderverse. If this happens, it will be a new Deathstroke. It will be a series, and it will dive into the comic book more comic book accurate origin, I guess I should say, of the character. So we're going to see the Legion of Shadows. We're going to see Ra's al Ghul. We're going to see we're going to see all of the things that led up to Deathstroke becoming a giant badass. If this rumor is accurate, I'm super excited about it. Now, likelihood that this rumor is accurate, I don't know, it lends to its favor that it doesn't rely on the Snyderverse. And this is not rumor based on rumor, because there's nothing else here. So I feel like there is a good possibility that this could happen. I feel like we're going to, not super strong, we're only going 60%, but there's a lot playing in the favor of this rumor. Our next rumor has to do with Agents of Atlas. Agents of Atlas, for those that don't know, is a comic book, is Marvel, is related to Shang-Chi, and is now being rumored to becoming a live-action series on Disney Plus. The rumor kind of goes on to say that Jimmy Woo will create the agents, much like Nick Fury created the Avengers. So that could, I don't know, that could explode into a lot of different things. That's a lot of fun to think about. Is Marvel really... All right, so in order for this to come to fruition, they have to be like 7 years down the road Do they have contracts with these actors, with the actors who we know would be involved with this? So the cat who played Shang-Chi and the cat who played Jimmy Woo, I apologize, I didn't write down either of their names, but potentially, do they have 7-year contracts with both of them? I don't know about Jimmy Woo. Shang-Chi, probably, like, he probably has another 2 or 3 movies at least on his contract, potentially more. Jimmy Woo, I would imagine, has another series in him and then probably one more movie. But that's part of it. That's as part of an ensemble and not, you know, something a little more Nick Fury-esque. So, I don't know, this one seems like there's enough that it could go either way. We're going to go 50% on Agents of Atlas. Next, we have, this one actually is tied to a previous rumor. This is a Bane rumor, new Bane rumor, because previously the all the Bane rumors were connected to Peacemaker. Now we have one that says he's coming at some point either in Peacemaker, which we've already shot down, or in Batgirl. Batgirl seems slightly more likely because Batman-related villain, Batman-related superhero connecting. Likelihood that this is a thing, not super likely, not only because it was also connected to that Peacemaker rumor, but also because it's from a super weak source and just from a... producer, remember, get your head inside of those over at Warner Brothers, the production types over at Warner Brothers. A producer is going to see this as a quote-unquote Batman villain and not as a Batgirl villain. And so probably less likely to see that done because of the relationship it has with Batman, and they can't figure out Batman yet. So no, I'm going to put this one slightly below halfway. I think 45% is a little generous, but that's where we're landing there. Our next one has to do with the Fast and Furious franchise. And honestly, if you don't believe this rumor, then you haven't been paying attention. But Fast and Furious, there is a new rumored prequel to the series that is going to focus on Dominic Toretto and the Toretto family. And is, again, going to be a prequel to Fast and Furious, the first Fast and Furious movie. And there's no reason to not think that Vin Diesel is going this direction. He actually, when asked if there was an option for a prequel, he said anything's possible. I would not be surprised if they are in the early stages of pre-production for this. So we're going to put this one right about 75%. Next, we're talking about a Secret Six rumor. The villain, it's either a series or a movie, depending on which rumor you're believing. So this is rumor based on rumor, which tells you as high as we can possibly go. But Will Smith is being rumored to have an option, not that he's going to be in, but the option to be in the Sinister Six, or Secret Six rather, movie from DC Warner Brothers. There's no way for us to confirm or refute this because it's an option that they're leaving open. So sure, 50%, because we have no way of doing either confirming or denying. So our next rumor has to do with video games. We have a Twisted Metal rumor. We have a new rumor that says Twisted Metal is going to be resurrected on the PlayStation 5. The rumor then goes on to say, not only will it be PlayStation 5, but in fact, it will be sometime in 2023. At least that's the penciled in date goal, I guess I should say, that they have right now. So likelihood for this, there have been rumors like this since Twisted Metal Black, which was PlayStation 3, I believe. It's hard. I want this to be true, but it's hard for me to believe something that's been floating around for so long. So I'm putting this one 40% just because I really, really want it to happen, not because I actually believe it will. Our final rumor is another Star Wars Finn series rumor. Disney Plus, Finn, John Boyega, all of the people. So this rumor does not mention Cara Dune. The previous rumor, the reason we shot that one down is because it was the Finn series was supposed to be replacing the Cara Dune series. Well, the Cara Dune series was not a Cara Dune series, it was the Republic Commando series, which, while it has been kind of put on the back burner, put at the end of the line, if you will, for all of the series that they're producing. It has not been canceled. They're just going to rework who leads it without Cara Dune. So that was why that rumor didn't work. This rumor, though, does not mention Cara Dune. In fact, this rumor says that because they were originally planning on making a movie surrounding Finn, instead of it becoming a movie, it is going to become a series over on Disney Plus. That seems a little more plausible, though that means this is rumor based on rumor, because that Finn movie was only rumored to be in development. So we can only go to 50%. And honestly, again, with the static that has happened very recently between Boyega and Star Wars, very not likely to be happening in the near future. Again, long enough timeline, anything is possible. Within the next 5 years, we probably will not be seeing a Finn series. So again, I have to give this one a low percentage. We're going to go a little bit higher this time, though, and say about 40% likelihood that we will see a Finn Star Wars series on Disney Plus in the nearish future. That does it for this episode of Headlines, Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject on the network. Or if you want to go deeper into the pop culture news, you want to join me for other generally nerdy things, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Don't forget to find me on the social media so we can have the conversation about all of the things that we talk about in this episode. All of that being said, you know, I love your faces. We will see you in the next one. Don't forget to tune in next time for all that's happening and all the jazz, and we'll see you then. Okay, bye.